Ladies and gentlemen, good morning and welcome to Leeds. I don't know why we bothered, Dave. I really don't. Welcome home. Morning, everybody. Welcome. It's the start of DJ's Go Home Week. Come on. And I'm back in Leeds. With Peters and Lee.
Yeah.
And they're the only crowd. Peters,
there's
Lee.
Winter, there's Lee there.
Jocelyn and Alan.
Shut up.
You know why you left now, don't you?
I left because I had a council bill I never paid. So here is then all the fun and the excitement of rigor mortis as we are live on a big double-decker bus, live from Leeds!
Rubbish.
And I can say that quite literally there are people here, and it's limited. There's a sea of freezing cold faces all going... The Kaiser Chiefs here. The Kaiser, is it Coldplay you come in or something? Where's Coxie? So it should be an interesting show. I'm here, Dave's here.
Morning.
Rachel's here.
Morning.
Jocelyn's here.
Morning.
Alan's out and about somewhere. So if you live anywhere near Leeds, if you work in Leeds especially, when you come into work this morning, you'll see us, we're on the Hedgerow. It's a big red double-decker bus in the corner near the library and a big stage, which Embrace will be playing on later on. Hear the cheer for them. Oh, come on! To the point of get up, make the effort, and then come down and go, oh, I'm not, I can't be bothered, I'll cheer later when I'm a bit warmer. Shall we go back to Peters and Lee?
Yeah. Welcome home.
Thanks, Dave. It's great to be back. Welcome. A busy morning this morning. Come on in. Do the show till 10 o'clock, yeah. Right? And then Embrace play live after the show.
A mini gig.
Yeah. I've got a trial at Leeds United at 11:30.
Got your special boots.
Yeah. Chance we're going to be playing tomorrow night. Yeah. Anyway, we're live in Leeds all morning today.
Your home once more.
6:57, Monday morning, across the UK, BBC Radio 1. Good morning! Hard Fire and Hard to Beat on Radio 1. Should we do the crowd thing again?
Yeah, yeah.
Good morning. Well, today we're live in Leeds.
But it is noticeably bigger than when we last did it.
Yeah, that Hard Fire record has brought a few more in. I'd say we've doubled since the start of the show there. It's very exciting. I counted just before we started, genuinely, 30 people. I love this. 7.5 million people listen to this show. Come back to Leeds, big homecoming. 30 people can be bothered to drag their hairy ass out of bed. I know, sorry. And then, but it's worth it though, isn't it? Great.
We're off and running.
Does anybody want a bacon sandwich? Yeah. There's a cafe over there, pick us one up as well, would you? Hey, all is joking. And there's a cutlery.
Actually, we have got enough sandwiches for everybody, I think.
Yeah, we've got about 15. There's a Leeds shirt there at the front. Go on, you good thing. Look at you there. There's a Leeds jacket out there I've seen as well. A pair of them look as though they could be players with the current average age at the moment of our team.
Them two and you on the bench, aren't they, tomorrow?
Yeah. If we're a short of a laugh, then I'm going to put you out on stage in your Everton strip.
I haven't got it.
Oh.
Hey, there's no laughs anyway, because we won on Saturday.
Yeah, you did. Congratulations. That's your second win of the season, isn't it?
Up to 18th.
Wow, congratulations.
Thank you very much.
You must be almost getting a migraine, you're so high. Yeah. Anyway, so we're live this morning, and Embrace are going to be here a little bit later on. We're live till 10 o'clock, so if you're driving through the city centre of Leeds, give us a wave. Right, let's get things up and rock and rolling in just a few seconds. Franz Ferdinand and the Bob Sinclar record. You know that nice...
The whistly one.
That's kind of summery tune for a lovely summery morning. We'll do that after we get some news and sport with Dominic and Carrie. It's 3 minutes past seven.
And the weather, sunny spells for most of the UK later, but some heavy showers on the way in the west. It's now 5 minutes, almost exactly, actually, 6 minutes past seven.
You know, it's a shame you're not here this morning. Yeah, there's a round of applause there for you from Dave.
Granted. Thank you, Dave.
Thanks, Dave.
That's right.
It's a shame you two can't be with us this morning, but you can't be trusted, to be fair. It's the truth of it.
It is true.
Yeah. Carrie obviously can't be trusted, generally.
Mm-hmm.
And
why?
What?
What evidence?
Because you're a drunken hoe. And I'm joking.
I got the best
you're
laugh of the morning.
You're only saying that because I can't slap you from here.
I wish you could slap me. Only because it would warm me up, Carrie.
Do you want to know a random Carrie fact of the morning?
What?
She's wearing 15-pound pop socks.
Dominic?
What?
You know pop socks that girls have that go just above the ankle area?
Yeah.
She paid 15 quid for a pair of them.
No, I was just buying some, like, I wanted something to wear under trousers, but with normal, like,
just going to take long.
And
no.
Right. And I just got, you know, conned into buying them.
Do me a cup of tea, please, Josh. Cheers. Yeah, go on, Carrie.
Because we're not with you, I just wanted to share the information.
I've got to say, it's a fabulous story, Dominic and Carrie, and one of your best.
Thank you very much.
The crowd here are absolutely falling around with laughter.
Pop socks, you say? Mmm.
They're not pop socks.
Most of the kids are going, what are pop socks? What are pop socks?
They are pop socks, aren't they?
Are you wearing pop socks as well, Dominic?
No, I'm not.
All right, okay.
I'm wearing a black woolen sock.
Did you manage to make the zoo at the weekend?
No, there was no zoo time to be had, unfortunately,
that's
the weekend.
That is terrible.
Although the interview with the Zoo magazine is going ahead. Everyone,
you're still doing that, are you?
Yep, the end of November.
That's brilliant.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Back to those pop socks, then. So, we're live in Leeds. It's a shame you two can't be here.
I know.
But we'll take lots of photos for you.
Thank you.
And the crowd, quite literally, is here. live in the city centre of Leeds, on the hedgerow, opposite... And we have got a prime position opposite William Hill. and Around the Clock, which is the news agents across the road there, which will be... that'll be having a great day today.
I've seen it on the website, actually, not the news agents, but where you are and
William
the bus
Hill.
And everything. It looks brilliant.
Have you seen pictures already?
Yeah,
seen pictures.
Wow. Mm-hmm.
It does look good, actually.
It looks great.
It does, doesn't it, ladies and gentlemen?
And a considerably larger crowd now as well than there was 10 minutes ago.
There's a fella already, Dominic, you'll be pleased to know, there's a fella already I've seen in the audience who looked like it could be in status quo. Now,
fantastic.
I'm not going to point out who he is just yet, but I wonder if everyone in the crowd just has a little look around you and just see if there's anybody. That or the fella from Bodger and Badger, right? And he's currently looking up behind himself. He's wearing a purple shirt. There he is. It's you, sir!
Status Bodger.
And I like it. I like everybody knows Bodger likes mashed potatoes. Just me on the Bodger and Badger. Think that is it?
Yep.
Fair enough, then. Anyway, listen, we'll talk to you two later. Goodbye.
Okay, bye.
Bye. Bye.
Bye.
Right, it's 7:08, it's Monday morning, it's BBC Radio 1, we're live in Leeds this morning, hooray!
We're on the air in Leeds today to have some silly fun. We've got a bus to drive around so Chris can see his mom. We've brought the band Embrace along to sing you lots of songs. So rush down here to say hello, cos we're not here for long.
About an hour, maybe, something like that, maybe 2.5, good.
The Chris Moyle Show.
Oh, rubbish, I just stopped the wrong track. Dave!
What? Don't say Dave, because I didn't do anything. I wasn't even near you at the time when it all stopped.
No, I'm getting the next CD ready,
I know.
And I thought, that sounds nice for levels. I'll just press stop there.
You can't blame me. That was blatant incompetence on your part.
And I'm thinking, why has it gone quiet outside all of a sudden? And that as well, the audience said, Chris, is there any chance you can play the beginning of Franz Ferdinand again? Because it's my favourite bit.
Yeah.
Didn't you?
They love the intro, don't you?
Yeah. Is that right, Bodger? Brilliant.
Oh, when I walk up tonight, I said,
it could only get better.
I gotta make somebody love me.
I'll even do the voiceover thing for the vocal again.
Yeah.
And now I know that it's you. You're lucky, lucky, you're so lucky.
The Chris Moyle Show, live from Leeds.
Only joking. Oh, what a lovely record. Before that was Franz Ferdinand, and before that was Franz Ferdinand on Radio 1. Good morning, we're live in Leeds!
Sounds better now, doesn't it? Hey? Proper crowd.
Just met a fellow who drove up from Wigan. Where's the fellow who drove up from Wigan? Who just came up and spoke to me? He's gone.
Is he gone? He wants to beat the traffic, doesn't he?
Oh, there he is. Oh, is it Damien, is it? Hello, Damien. Morning. Yeah, there you go, son. My first van. And these idiots here drove up from Suffolk.
Did they?
Yeah. God love you. And there's the little lad at the front there. He's a bit cold. I thought to give him a kiss and a cuddle to warm him up, but he said no. He started running away. I don't know what's wrong with him. But I reckon by kind of 7:30 we'll be on first name terms with each other.
I think so. It's going well so far.
Yeah. Oh, there's Rachel's phone going off in the background.
Hello.
Hello. You're right. So look, for those of you, I mean, you get a prime position. This is the lovely Rachel here, the ravishing beauty.
Good morning, everybody.
Oh, sorry, I didn't put your mic on. There you go.
Good morning, everybody.
Say good morning, Rachel. Look, you've got to make an effort. Millions of people listening to this morning, all around the world and Lancashire. And everyone's tuning in, and Alad is around somewhere, and Jocelyn is out as well.
Have we made contact with Alad yet?
No, but we will do that in approximately 45 seconds.
Why 45 seconds?
I'm just going to give him time to get ready.
Okay.
Now, for those of the crowd here this morning, have any of you heard our fabulous, hilarious feature, Sting Ring? Yeah.
Listen, once again, a sea of apathy.
Listen to that reaction. Really is massive. Well, this is where we ring people up and I'm sorry about that. Well, I'm talking at the same time you are down there at the end of the bus. I apologise. We ring somebody up and we play Sting down the phone to wake them up, and that's it. Oh, it really is absolutely funny.
But today is going to be all that, but with a difference.
It's going to be all that with a difference because we're going to wake up some students.
Not necessarily students.
I didn't say students.
It could be anyone. Could be bricklayers.
Technically, I said student.
Or masseuses.
Maybe that's their name. Student. Hello, I'm student. Nice to meet you. So we should be able to hopefully go and do that. Should we do it now?
Yeah.
Okay.
If he's ready.
All right. Here we go. Good morning, everybody. It's 7:20. Right. So hopefully, Alad should be able to hear me. Can you hear me, Alad?
I can hear you, Chris.
Ha! Right, so, I can hear Alad, all right?
I can hear him, yeah. You're whispering, Alad, is it all quiet?
I'm a little bit out of breath, first of all.
Okay, you're a little bit undressed, did you say?
No, out of breath.
Out of breath, okay, well.
Basically, we decided to do a live Sting Ring this morning.
A live Sting Ring?
I have come out with a generic MP3 player. Generic MP3 player. Yeah. With a few Sting songs on there.
Right.
And I've come to Radio 1 listener.
Brilliant.
Yes. It's in a posh part of Leeds, I'll give them that. I'm not too far, actually, from where you're sort of brought up, actually, Chris.
There's nowhere near, but nowhere I was brought up that's posh.
Oh, no, really? Oh, this bit is posh.
Really?
And the girl I'm going to go and wake up is an avid listener. She listens every morning and loves the Sting Ring feature.
Oh, beautiful.
And I'm just hoping that I can do the goods and wake up with this thing.
I'm hoping that you can do the goods as well, Alad.
This will be interesting.
All right, so they have no idea you're going to wake them up. Now, are you going to knock on the door, or are you just going to generally play lots of loud music outside the house?
Generally, I've got the biggest amp you've ever seen, right?
I've been told that, Alad.
Because I'm running through this quiet area of Leeds with a massive amp system under my arm.
Lovely.
Just give me the word and I'll go and wake this lovely lady up.
I think you should go and wake this lovely lady up now.
Okay.
Right.
I'm not outside a lovely lady's house. I'm actually outside the house of a Mr. Rob DJ.
No!
Good morning. Hello, Rob. Hiya.
He's got the wrong
house.
Hello. Hello. He's got the wrong house again, hasn't he?
Hello.
Did this
Mr. Rob
before.
DJ, please do that. Hello. Oh, he's dressed, Chris. I'm sorry.
Is he dressed?
He's dressed.
Thank God for that.
I'm hoping you're seeing me up
these days. I don't want to see anything wangling and dangling.
Oh, no, the truck's here.
Hang on. Mr. Chris Moyles, let me put you on to Mr. Rob DJ.
Morning, Christopher.
Morning, Rob DJ.
There's a big truck outside my house.
Well, I'm sorry to hear that. That's Leeds for you.
What's going on here?
You go to bed with a car outside, you wake up with a truck.
Good morning.
How are you?
Fine, thank you.
So you up and dressed and all that then?
Yes, I was dressed, but I didn't know any of this was going on. Obviously, this is, I've had, I don't know what the word is I'm trying to look for here. Bit surprised, shall I say.
Right, okay, all right, good. Mind your language.
Yeah, so I'm not getting a car down, I'm getting a truck down.
Getting a truck down, you're going to get in our big truck, and you're going to come down to the hedgerow, and then later on this morning, on stage, in front of quite literally people, you are going to do a live Rob DJ quiz.
Oh, dear. I'm going to get something prepared,
can you hear that? The cheer of the crowd there, Rob? Because neither did I.
All the way up at Temple Newsham.
Yeah, oh, they are. Oh, God. You should see the looks on their faces. They're going, forget Embrace, we're going to meet Rob DJ. Because let's be honest, you probably owe half of them money.
Yeah, okay then.
All right, well,
I'll see you shortly then.
Yeah, put me back to Alan, I'll talk
I'll
to you later.
Back to Alan.
Bye-bye.
Hi, Chris.
Oh, that worked a treat, didn't it?
Excellent. I'm so relieved.
That worked a lot better in the calf when we came up with the idea, didn't it? But still... Alex, get yourself
but
back
it's brilliant.
Here.
I'm going to dig amp now. I'm going to go and wake all the neighbours up.
You can if you want.
I'm spreading the word, Chris, of the Chris Moore Show.
You spread the word, Alex, and we'll talk to you later.
See you soon.
Bye bye.
Bye.
Ladies and gentlemen, lovely Alex, waking up Rob DJ. What a legend. God love him.
That was tremendous.
Wasn't it? My sides are split. Right, it's 7:24, live in Leeds, Radio 1, good morning. Will Young at Radio 1, I love that record. Still haven't seen the video yet. Apparently it's very butch.
I haven't seen either, Top Gun one.
Yeah. Will will be live in Southampton with Scott Mills on Friday. But for this morning, we're live in Leeds! Hey, that's all right, isn't it?
A lot better.
And obviously, we're playing that. See the clever scheduling of that record? Playing Will Young on Halloween. Will Young, Halloween.
Brilliant. Will Young, Halloween.
Yeah.
Halloween.
He'll put the willies up, yeah? Because he's loves scaring people on Halloween. It's his favourite night of the year.
Costumes and all that.
Yeah, well, masks. He loves dressing up. Yeah. Let's not go there. Right, news and sport next, 7:26. IPs and Justin Timberlake, where is the love? I gotta tell you, the love is right here, Dave, in Leeds this morning. Oh, yeah.
Just by the head row, isn't it?
Yeah, just opposite Willie Mill.
Mm.
There's the love for you right there. How you feeling out there, all right?
Hey, mega.
It's gay, it's getting bigger. And we're live on a bus this morning, and to prove that, you ready?
Yep.
Shut up. Here we go.
That means go, and the other one means stop.
$2,500, Dave, for this, so we can go... Look at that. And we got a discount.
Did we get mates rates for this?
Yeah, because Moggy tried to charge us about 50... Oh, yeah. Oh, for a bus and diesel. Oh, for 3 hours. You're looking at 25, 26K. Get lost for a bus. All right, we'll do it for 2.5. Did anybody make you drop down very quickly? Mind you, not for the first time. So, Embrace over here later on this morning. We are on a big red double-decker bus with a crowd of
people.
There's a number 670 bus out there. You know, God love them.
Anyone listening?
No, there's a,
no.
Do you know, I've got to say, there's a sea of miserable faces on every bus that passes. Not so clear. Obviously, listening to Radio Air or something like that. Depressed, feeling low.
They don't know any better, do they?
No, they don't know any
poor
better.
Poor souls.
You know what I mean? Listening to the wind-up phone call. Hello, it's a man from the council.
Not like our sting rings, eh?
Proper sting. That's there. That's
quality entertainment.
That
national.
Quality. There's a few people coming in. There, Miss Stradler's there. Good morning. How are you? Welcome. You just missed a right treat. Wasn't Eminem brilliant? Eminem and Dr. Dre. Absolutely brilliant, and well done to Sarah from Meanwood, who won £25,000. But that's what we do in the first half of the show. You snooze, you lose. Right, play Oasis in a second, and a bit of 50 Cent. And, Dave, we're going to go out on the stage and do something.
This is when it really hots up.
Yeah,
hey, brace yourself, everybody.
Why? What are you going to do?
Take nothing. I'll chat in a minute.
Let's get some news from Dominic. It's 7:33.
Just gone 7:36.
I was born in Leeds. I was raised in Leeds. We're alive in Leeds. We have a big crowd of people here from Leeds. You do one road travel. It's Somerset.
I did well.
Yeah.
I wanted to, you know, make the whole of the UK feel included by going to the bottom end of the UK, not in terms of people who live there, because I'm sure it's a nice place.
It's very nice. I live very near that junction.
So I thought I'd, you know, include Somerset.
Is that the place that you affectionately know refer to as Bumpkin Land, Dave?
I don't think I've ever described Somerset as Bumpkin Land.
Yes, right. You have.
No, I haven't.
You have.
All righter!
You did describe the people who live there, however, as bumpkins.
Didn't you say, Dave, Somerset is a place where men are men and so are the women? Didn't you say that?
No. I've been, you know, horribly misquoted on this.
Right.
And this is why, you know, many of our friends in the West Country hate me.
Carrie gave the impression to me that it was all a bit kind of, you know, round there.
I'd like you to meet my wife and my sister. Here she is. Yeah. All that. And it's not like that at all.
I never said that at all.
32 pupils in her class at school, three surnames.
I know.
That's all I'm saying.
You do the math.
You know what I mean? Anyway, Carrie.
It's a good job we're not in Somerset this morning.
It is a very good job, yeah.
Very good job.
Oh,
yeah, farmers
dear.
Coming along with their pitchforks.
Mm. Yeah, we'd have had a great crowd there. That was visual. But Carrie, how are you?
Fine, thank you.
How are your pop socks?
The pop socks are great. Yes. I really hate Dominic for telling you that.
15 quid, is that a lot for pop socks?
It's a huge amount. I got conned by a very good saleswoman.
Yeah, do you know your mum not tell you years ago? Yeah, I remember mum sitting me down when I was about 6, 7 years old going, one day you'll have your own place and there'll be a knock on the door from a gypsy looking woman trying to sell you heather and pop socks.
Usually retailing about 15 quid.
Yeah, I didn't get that one.
Please buy my pop socks, just £15, and they'll bring you good luck, Carrie. Did it come with a bottle of gin? Is that why you bought them?
Yeah.
Okay, mm-hmm. Fair enough. Would you like to hear another great Leeds United song, Dominic? I know you're a big fan of the Leeds songs.
Huge, I really would.
Okay, and I'm going to play you one of my favourites now. It's not the all-time Leeds United classic, but it's certainly one of my favourites. It starts off with what can only be described as an angry mob, and then goes into a very kind of Jamaican reggae feel.
Nice.
Leeds! 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 Leeds!
You've got to remember, when this was recorded, by the way, racism didn't exist, so it's all right to put on a fake black accent like this.
Leeds United Calypso. Leeds United Calypso.
Here we go.
I feel so happy, I feel so fine.
The Allen Road lads are pals of mine.
You gotta love
it's
that.
It's celebrating cultural diversity.
That's awful, isn't it?
Really.
That must be one of the all-time worst football songs.
No, you've got to hear the Toffee Rappers and the Everton song. That's a great one. We're gonna stick it. We're gonna stick it in the back of the net.
No sweat.
No, not for a few weeks, though. No. Hey, how you doing out there, crowd? I'd say now, Dominic, there's about 35, 40 people.
That's pretty good. That's double what we thought.
Treble now.
It is brilliant. Granted, there's more of us than there are of them, but still, I think, you know, and they look, they're all huddled together to keep warm. That or they're pickpocketing, one or the other. I can't work it out. Oh, there. It's very exciting. Who's he there? He's big, isn't he?
Is he our security?
I don't know, but he can be whatever he wants to be, as far as I'm concerned.
Is Terry Nutkin still there, or wherever he was? Bodger
not
and Badger.
Terry Nutkin.
Oh, right,
status Badger.
That's him.
Yeah, he's everybody knows Badger likes mashed potatoes. Oh, it's just me on my own, in my own little world. There's a sea of interesting faces, Dominic, I've got to be honest. Thank you. Let's just look around the crowd now, shall we, and just see.
It's a cross-section of society, isn't it?
It's a mixture of, you know, people who work, people who don't work, people who are out on remand. I've got to be honest. Seriously, it's Asbo County out here this morning. It really is. There's a fellow in his Von Dutch cap. Morning. Oh, that's very trendy. Look at that. Very trendy. If you live in LA. Looks great when you're walking down the edge row. It's got it spelled wrong, though.
Van Ditch.
It says Van Diesel. They're the fellow with Triple X. And there's a fellow with a huge afro right in the middle there. There he is. What was the advert?
What, Soul Glow?
Yeah, no, that's not Soul Glow. And there's a couple of people at the back, stragglers, who just turned up at the back. Kind of a bit confused. Morning, you right there?
There's room at the back there. You want to come in the middle, so to speak?
I don't know what that's supposed to mean, Dave.
Better view is what I meant.
And the buses keep coming up and down with a sea of happy. Oh, look, there's the police. Just wait until they go by, they won't see us. It's all right. That's the police.
Yeah. Wow. Entering into the spirit of things.
Absolutely.
Go on, give us your flash of the sirens. Go on, just give us a little go. Go on. Give us a go. Give us your miserable get. Yeah, look at that. That was Dave, by the way, who said that, not me, obviously. Anyway, Dominic and Carrie, we'll talk to you later.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Right, 7:42 in the morning, Monday, BBC Radio 1. We're live from Leeds.
We're on the air in Leeds today to have some silly fun. We've got a bus to drive around so Chris can see his mom. We've brought the band Embrace along to sing you lots of songs. So rush down here to say hello, cause we're not here for long.
Pop off.
Radio 1. Right, Dave and I are about to go out to the stage now. We're in brace for play later. Hello, everybody!
Whee! This is the exciting bit, I think.
Yeah, it is. Look.
It is.
Look at all them
all
faces.
The people.
My fly's not undone, are they? Because no. They're all staring. No.
There is
oh, do you know what? They are as well. Hang on, let me just put the boys back in the barracks. There you go.
What a show.
Let me say yeah! Yeah! Cheers. So we're in front of the Leeds City Art Gallery, which I'm sure many of you go in on a regular basis. It really is quite literally full of art.
Mm.
And the Radisson Hotel there and the light. That used to be the Leeds Perm, I think, years ago.
Did it?
Oh, this is going to mean nothing to you, is it, Dave, and people listening?
Is this local jokes?
Local
for
jokes.
For local folks.
And there's a bar over, there's a Baby Cream over there. But that used to be, when I was a kid, that used to be something else. I won't name it, because I was 15.
We went there for dinner last night.
What, Baby Cream?
Mm, it's very nice.
Yeah?
Yeah.
So all the food really small?
No. Okay. Portions were very nice.
You have a good portion last night, did you, Dave?
I had a good portion, thank you very much.
That's Leeds for you. Mm. And William Hill there, and the news agents across the road, and I believe there are people who live in those flats up there. Hi, are you right? There you go, giving us a good wave. Are you pleased you bought that place now, aren't you? 5 to 7 this morning. What the bloody hell is that? that's some clock radio, isn't it, waking you up? Thanks for coming out this morning, by the way. Thanks for making the effort. Like the rest of the work-shy fops in Leeds who can't be bothered to come down.
They'll be here soon, I think.
Just tell them we're giving away money.
And also tell them that Embrace are going to be here.
Yes. Embrace will be on the stage, Dave. They're the drums there.
Mm-hmm.
And the regular routine is that we get you on the drums.
No is the answer before you ask.
It's not a left-handed drum kit.
I'm not left-handed.
But don't you play a left-handed drum kit?
No.
Oh, you play. Oh, that's right. So you bob one for you then, Dave. Nice one.
But you see, the thing is that when you have live music, they spend an awful lot of time getting everything set up just to their exact specifications.
Yeah.
And they don't want me going and messing it up. So it's a no.
Right. We're going to do a little game for you, because what we're doing is, you've probably seen the big post. Have you seen our television ad yet on BBC One? Brilliant, isn't it? Let's go with it. And the idea is that we're spreading the word for people who don't listen to Radio 1, because obviously none of you listen to Radio 1, otherwise you won't be here. Either that or you're lost. I'm thinking it's the worst T4 roadshow ever.
Where's Vernon?
Tune Star Pong's a lot different in real life, isn't she? It's not paler. And fatter. So we're spreading the word, and many people don't listen to Radio 1. Foolish, I know, but... So we thought we'd get someone who listens to the show and someone who doesn't listen to the show, like a mate of theirs, and see if we can convert them. So please welcome our two guinea pigs, our friends, to the stage. Come along, ladies. Come on, give them a round of applause. Megan, Phil, welcome. Hi.
Hi.
Oh, I don't want to talk to you, but I want to talk to you first. Come here. Right, so what's your name?
Nini.
Nini.
What's Nini short for?
It's short for Janine, but nobody ever calls me that.
Oh, Janini.
Calls me Nini. Janini.
Janini.
Yeah, whatever you like, love.
What's Nini short for? It's because she's got little legs. Hey! Come on.
Hey, now we've got two non-listeners.
Where are you from, Nini?
I'm from Cookridge.
Do me a favour, stop walking backwards when I put the mic. It's not a gun.
I can't help it.
You're from Cookridge?
Yes.
What do you do?
I'm a PA.
Personal assistant?
Yeah. Why do you need one?
It depends what your qualifications are. And I'm going to be honest with darling, you're checking in a little bit short.
Really?
No, I'm joking.
Mm-hmm. Of course.
You did say to me before we went on, don't take the mickey out of my name, so I'm trying desperately not to refer back to the fact that you're called Nini. Just sit here. I'll sit here in the face of the mic. Nini.
Showing it in my face. Oh, God.
Okay.
I'll tell you what, love, you got the job. It says here you work as a PA to the fund manager of the Children's Heart Surgery Fund at Leeds General Infirmary.
Yes, I do indeed.
Rocking.
I've only been there a couple of weeks, so.
What time do you start work?
At 9 o'clock.
What time are you going to be there today?
I'm not. I've got the day off.
Hey! And you like Embrace and the Kaiser Chiefs?
I do, yeah. Yeah. And I also like Interpol. Does anyone like Interpol? Hey!
Two. There are more people who like Barry Manilow here. How many people like Barry Manilow? Yay! Interpol? Ah. I'm being very cruel. Obviously, they are an excellent band.
Yes, they are. Fabulous.
All right, you got Tej. Right. So, now, your friend, you listen to the show every day.
I do, every single day, religiously.
I'm good at her.
Very, very good. Well, not today, though. Ripping me to
I haven't finished yet, love. I haven't finished yet. Now, your friend, this is Laura, hi.
Hi.
Laura, you don't listen to Radio 1?
No, I don't.
Never listen to the show?
No.
What do you listen to?
Galaxy.
Galaxy. So you're a big DJ Sammy fan?
Not really.
Right, okay. You don't like guitar music, you don't like Kaiser Chiefs, you're not into them?
There are actually the Kaiser Chiefs. Not really my sort of music though.
Coldplay, Travis, none of that?
Sometimes.
Right, okay, all right, so we're hitting something. Barry Manilow?
Oh yeah, I love Barry Manilow, oh yeah.
Well look, you know, from what you've seen so far this morning, you know, we're a good, you know, set of people. You know, we're nice. And we're hopefully gonna turn you.
Okay.
To listening to us.
All right.
Okay, so what we're gonna do is we're gonna play a quiz with you, and it's questions about Radio 1. Now the crowd will help you, don't worry about that.
Because they'll know the answers, because they listen.
And right. And Lulu, your friend, could win some great prizes.
Okay.
How about that?
Hi, Lulu.
All right, okay, so have you got questions?
I've got the questions
all
here.
Right, okay. Oh, by the way, I got a great Super Leeds United book from one of the guys in the crowd. Was it Graham?
Graham it was. Where is he?
And it's a Leeds United book, and it was costing 20p.
It's a thought that counts. Thank you, Graham.
Right, okay, have you got the... Are you going to do questions or am I doing the questions?
You do the questions.
Okay.
I have them here.
All right.
Would you like them?
Yeah, well, it does help. All right. These are for great prizes, Lulu.
Right, okay.
All right, Nana?
Yeah.
Brilliant.
Good luck, everybody.
What's your surname?
Do I have to say that? Oh, God. Holland.
Nini Holland.
Yes.
Could have been worse. You could have been Nini Nana.
He could have been... Hey, you could have been Nini Moon, like the woman in EastEnders.
Nana Moon. Yeah.
Oh, man, don't go home. Go, love it. Should have listened to the Galaxy in the morning. Right, okay, right. So, you can, if you want to help her out with any of the answers, feel free, but this is for Lulu to win some great prizes. Thank you. You ready, Laura?
Sorry?
Are you ready, Laura?
I'm ready.
Okay, right. Here we go. Question number one. How old is Joe Wiley?
53.
53?
She's younger than that.
She's a bit younger.
She's younger.
She's a bit younger, but I'll give you a point, because sometimes she does look it. Okay, complete the name of this afternoon doublet. Colin and...
Eden.
What?
Eden?
Eden.
Eden? Edith. Colin and Edith.
Edith?
Yeah, not Eden. Just face the crowd. All right, okay. It's going very well, this. Okay. Hop out. The official starts the weekend is every Friday with Pete...
Tong.
Pete Tong is right! Yay! That's a Barry Manilow CD for you.
That's safe.
Nana Moon. on our show in the morning, we have a guy who's a big fan of Big Brother. He's a Big Brother expert. And we call him BB...
King?
Not King.
BB King. He's a blues singer.
BB Allard. All right, one more. Okay, you ready? Right, don't look at the answer on the card, okay? This is for prizes for your friend.
Okay.
And a change of your life forever.
Okay.
Because of the way that we've looked after you today and made you feel comfortable and not embarrassed you, you know, you'll be listening to us every day from now on, won't you?
Of course, yeah.
Cool.
It's the right answer.
That wasn't the question.
No, I know. There's another question.
You'd find this person on Radio 1 on Saturdays and Sundays. She's called Somebody Cox. Somebody Cox.
Sarah?
Sarah Cox is the right answer! I would have accepted JK and Joel. Because that would have been the gag. Oh, look. And here comes Rachel with the prizes. It's a clock and a script saying straight to the news. There you go. How do you feel?
Absolutely fantastic.
Right, and we'll play some DJ Sammy for you later.
Oh, thank you very much.
Give Laura a big round of applause. God bless her. She's going to kill us. And look at the new. Well done.
Hi, what have I won?
You've won a job as my PA.
Excellent. Thank you very much.
The hours are terrible, but the perks are brilliant.
I bet they are. For you.
Well, once you go fat, you never go back, love. That's all I'm saying. Seriously. Hoo-ha. Hey, maybe a small car, but it's a big engine. But thank you very much. Have a lovely day.
You too. Thank you very much.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's Laura Ninni, everybody. Come on! That's it! You stood in the street at 8 o'clock in the morning! Right, Embrace will be here in about an hour's time. Later on, we've got an exclusive track. Well, it's not exclusive. It's a Robbie Williams album track. He went straight to number one in the album chart yesterday.
He did, yes.
So we might play that in a bit. And Rob DJ is going to be on the stage, everyone, doing the quiz. Rob DJ, Laura.
Yay, Rob DJ.
Yay. No idea. I mean.
Let's get some news and support with Dominic and Carrie. It's 8 o'clock.
Just gone 4 minutes past eight.
Dominic.
Hello.
Listen.
Oh no.
Guess where he is.
Guess where I am.
You're by musical instruments.
Yep, yes. I'm by the keyboard.
That spells disaster.
No, it spells D-R-U-M-M-S drums.
Go on then.
Because, well, I don't want to touch it because the tour manager will throw a wobbler. He stood there with his hands on his hips going, "Do you need the drums?" So I don't want to. Yeah, look at you. You look like Rigsby off a rising dab. Miss Jones. But no, I'm at the drums, which Embrace are going to be playing later.
Wow.
There's a very good chance that even as I'm sitting here now as a joke, I might actually be playing the drums for real in a story that we'll tell you later.
Okay. Sounds intriguing.
It's not a bad story, but it's an interesting tale.
Do you think they'd let me have a little go on the drums if I promise I won't break them?
As long as you put them
on. Can I have
back?
A little go? I promise I won't break them.
Thank you.
Morning. Right, you ready, Dave?
Yep.
Will you just hold the mic for us?
I will hold the mic here.
What do you want me to play, Dominic?
Play that one that goes do-do-ch, do-do-ch. Wow.
Yeah, what else?
Just keep playing that, because that was brilliant.
No, give me another one. I can do one more.
All right. Do-do-do-ch, do-do-do.
Right, what else? I don't know that one.
Okay, well, you can work on it.
You ready?
Yeah. Wow.
That's the beginning of U2.
Sunday Bloody Sunday.
Sunday Bloody Sunday, yeah. Isn't it?
Do you like that?
That's good. I didn't know you could play.
That's all I can actually do.
Mm-hmm.
Right. I can do the beginning to an Embrace song as well.
Go on then.
But you've got to guess what Embrace song it is.
Okay.
And if you get it right, I'll give you 50 quid.
Okay.
You ready? What Embrace song is this the beginning to? You ready?
Yep.
It's a toughie, that. Do you want to hear it again, Dom?
Yeah, I do.
Oh, we need an answer off you.
All you good, good people.
Oh, I don't believe it, yes!
That's 50 quid. 50
Alan,
quid.
That's the cue for the jingle, by the way.
Sorry.
I'll do it again. You ready?
Okay, yeah, do it again.
What do you think it is, Dominic?
Is it All You Good, Good People?
I don't believe it. It's the right answer. Right, touch you later. Bye, Dom. Bye, Carrie.
Bye.
We're on the air in Leeds today to have some silly fun. We've got a bus to drive around so Chris can see his mom. We've brought the band Embrace along to sing you lots of songs. So rush down here to say hello, cause we're not here for long.
Robbie Williams and Trippin at Radio 1. Good morning, it's Monday morning. And we're live in Leeds! DJs go home all this week. Tomorrow Joe White is going to be in Northampton. Scott Mills is ending the week in Southampton. Today we're live in Leeds, as I said. And how nervous are you two looking? We're going to do it now. How many people listen on a Tuesday morning when we do Rob DJ's Monday Night Pub Quiz?
Almost everybody.
Yeah. Just lie when I ask you again. How many people listen to Rob DJ's Monday Night Pub Quiz? When we... You're liars.
The figures are going up.
Well, we're gonna do that in a second. We have a couple of contestants on stage, and Dave and I. Are you gonna play? Are you gonna play along?
Am I gonna play the quiz?
Yeah.
Yeah, if I can.
Are Dominic and Carrie playing as well? They can join in if they want.
They can play along at home.
All right. I'm going to the studio. I better not be home. So obviously, Rob DJ is a mate of mine, and he does a pub quiz in Leeds on a Monday night, and we do the quiz on a Tuesday morning. So we thought we'd bring him out and do it live. So, ladies and gentlemen, it's time for...
It's Rob DJ's Monday Night Pub Quiz, only on Radio 1.
It's Rob DJ, everybody!
Leeds!
Look at him!
The legend!
Don't he look special?
The legend. Is that why I'm now?
Hello, Rob.
Hello.
Come to the front so everyone can see you.
Leeds! On and on.
On and on, yeah, lovely. Now, Rob...
Where's the jacket? Because...
He wouldn't wear it.
We had a whole glitzy showbiz outfit for you.
Rob...
It won't fit Joss.
Rob has thrown a wobbler. We got him a special gold showbiz jacket, and he refuses to wear it.
Alright, okay.
Because you don't look showbiz in that.
Are you going to go wear it? Are you going to go put it on?
I'll put the jacket on, but I'll tell you now.
Alright.
The jacket won't even fit Joss.
Don't look, it'll spoil the surprise.
Everybody turn up, turn round now.
You don't want to start laughing before you've seen the gag. Look at this, eh? We could have had a few pastries.
Hello,
girls.
Leeds!
There you go!
Look at that.
No, is that better or what? Isn't it?
Showbiz jacket or what?
That is so much better. And it covers up your Ben Sherman t-shirt.
No advertising. It's a BBC.
Sorry, right, okay. Right, let's meet our contestants who are playing this morning. For the boys, it's Neil. Morning, Neil.
Morning.
How are you?
Not so bad, cold.
Do you get mugged on the way here? What happened to your jeans?
Got over, mate.
A big hole in them. Are you from Harrogate?
I am. It's posh, that, isn't it?
Yeah, are you the chef of the Wellington?
One of. Yeah.
Right. And you can't get on here at 2 o'clock this morning with your girlfriend, Sarah.
Not my girlfriend, no. Just a mate.
All right, okay. Sorry. Do you have a girlfriend?
No.
Right, okay. Yeah. Maybe Sarah could be the one?
No.
Where is she?
Is that you saying no or her saying no?
Mutual, I think.
Oh, mutual.
Really?
Mutual dislike of each other.
You're gonna love that. Anyway, good luck, pal.
Cheers, mate.
And for the girls, it's Alex. Hello, Alex.
Hello, Chris.
How are you?
I'm very well. I'm so happy. I feel dead sad, but I listen to you every morning and every...
Get rid of her.
I'm gonna bring a sign.
Get rid of her. Where are you from, Alex?
I'm from Gateshead. Yeah!
No, I don't think she's from there. I think she's just been electrocuted.
Told you not to stand next to the PA, love.
Get us St John's. So you're a student at Leeds?
Yes.
Doing media and sociology?
Yes.
I did that.
Did you?
Yeah.
Did you enjoy it?
Loved it. And you like to go to creation on a Saturday?
Yeah.
And you love Will Young?
I love Will Young
really?
So much.
I've got news for you, love. It ain't never going to happen.
No.
Right, okay, so we have our players. Now, are you going to play as well?
I'm going to play. If you've got a question sheet for me, I'd like to play along.
All right. Okay.
Yeah, I've got question sheets for everybody.
Yeah. I don't know if Dominic and Carrie are going to play back in the studio as well, but if they don't, then we won't use their scores. We'll just do a special. Right. Rob, come to the front.
Right.
Now, don't shout out any of the answers. If you know
Yeah,
them.
You've got to keep quiet, because obviously these are...
It's a bit of general knowledge, and it teaches you something on the way to work. That's how I like to look at it. Right, you ready? All right.
Okay,
I'm ready,
then.
You're ready, let's go.
Okay, if everybody's ready, then...
By the way, before we start, just pause the music a second, Alan. Right. Rob, even though he's my mate, right, he's a normal bloke, but when he does his pub quiz, he puts on this really ridiculous DJ voice.
Smushy and nicey.
I'll go, question number one. He does that. All right, okay. Rob, it's all yours.
Okay, then, if everybody's ready...
It's great, though.
No, it's normal now, and then I go...
It's okay. Normal now.
It's a fantastic way.
You're such a wag. Here's my real voice. So it's like that normally.
Right. Okay, then, question number one. You
yeah.
ready?
Yeah.
Okay, then. Question number one, then. Who is the lead singer of the Leeds band? Leeds band, the Kaiser Chiefs. Who's the lead singer of the Leeds band, the Kaiser Chiefs?
Rob, do we need his surname as well, or just...
Yes, yes,
oh,
yes,
we
yes,
do?
Yes. Forename and surname, please, yes. Yes.
I've forgotten.
Everybody like the Kaiser Chiefs
oh,
from
no,
Leeds?
No, no. Do you need his surname or not?
Yeah, I want his surname.
Well, I don't know his surname.
Well, then you won't get it right.
I know his.
Can I just
Can I just put his first name twice?
No.
Oh, balls, I'm doing it anyway.
Will we get half for just a
second? I'll give you half for his full name, yes.
Okay.
I want his surname as well.
Excuse me.
Is that you?
Yeah. All right.
Okay, then. Question number two. Question number two. Don't get me going, you.
Trust me. Which country,
which shares its name with a bird, was knocked out of the 2002 World Cup in the semi-finals?
What?
Which country, which shares its name with a bird, was knocked out of the 2002 World Cup in the semi-finals?
Sharon?
It's not Jordan.
What? Have you got it?
Yeah.
It's easy, isn't it?
Have you got it, Neil?
I think so, yeah.
Yeah?
What have you put?
I'm not
going to
tell you.
Oh. Rob, it's Dom.
Yes, Dom?
Can I have a clue? It doesn't make any sense.
It does. If you think, Dom.
Which country which shares its name with a bird was knocked out of the 2002 World Cup in the semi-finals? Shares its name with a bird.
Doesn't make sense.
Is that really easy?
Yeah.
What is it?
It's you that's really thick, I think.
Pigeon.
Popular country pigeon.
Security.
I've got it, Rob, I've got it.
Have you got it?
Yeah.
I don't know it.
It's like the voice from above, isn't it?
Can I just put the lead singer of the Kaiser Chiefs name down again?
Yeah, okay.
Right.
Question number three, then. Who drives the school bus in The Simpsons?
Oh, come on!
These are easy questions. I picked these deliberately because they're easy. This jacket's awful.
It's better than what you normally wear. You normally look like Alfie Moon. Who drives the school bus in The Simpsons?
Yeah. And if I'm really awkward, I could ask for his surname as well.
Oh, don't do his surname. No. I'm not even sure on his first name.
No, I'll just let you have the first name then. You happy with that?
Not really.
Okay, then.
Can I have one that I know the answer to?
Question number four, then. You like this one, then, if you didn't like that one. Which five-letter word becomes shorter with two letters added? Which five-letter word becomes shorter with two letters added?
This is stupid.
Is that easy? See?
What?
It's you.
I
think we should have the audience on the quiz on a Tuesday morning, not you and Dave and Donald.
You having a laugh? Look at the state of them.
They all know the answer to that question.
To be in jail.
Say that one again, Rob.
Which five-letter word becomes shorter with two letters added?
I got it!
The penny's dropped.
No, hang on. Have you got it yet, Dom? Yeah, I got it.
No.
Nearly got a drum roll for you, then. Okay, the last question then.
I like that. That's good.
You like that. Eventually, when you get it.
Did he get that, Neil? Yeah. What did you put for number two? right. Whatever.
Question number five then. What was launched on the 5th of February 1989? What was launched on the 5th of February 1989?
But how are we meant to know that?
Well, because it's a quiz, isn't it? You're not supposed to know them.
You've got to have a clue. Was it like a rocket?
It could have been a rocket.
Was it something else?
Yeah, it could have been something else. More likely to be something else than a rocket.
Right, all right, we'll get
it. So that's
there.
Your clue.
What was launched on the 5th of February 1989? Yeah. I was only young then.
Yeah. 24.
Oh, hey,
oh,
Rob.
What?
Imagine the big number 40 there. This is you.
Oh, yes, I know. Till 2 years ago, though, yeah.
Still 2 years to go, though, yeah. Do you know what? I've done rubbish this week. How have you, Neil, have you done?
It's a good job it's not going towards your scores, isn't it?
All right.
I think I got four.
Really?
Not going towards
you. Alex?
Have you done Dom and Carrie back in London?
Shit, I'm talking to Alex,
mate!
I think I've got two.
I bet you have, my darling. If not, I'll give you one. It's got to be done, isn't it, really? All right, so we play record and then come back with the answers. Yeah, let's do that then. Alad? Hit me, please, with a hot rocker.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Oh, this'll do. With me. Oh, they love that song here in Leeds. It's a floor filler. Don't you love it? There you go. Yeah, all right, calm down, love. Right, it's Rob DJ's Monday Night Pub Quiz. We need to get the answers. Are you playing the music, Alad?
It's Rob DJ's Monday Night Pub Quiz, only on Radio 1.
Right, you all ready?
Yeah,
I'll give you the answers quickly because I'm being harried for the news.
You can ask, you know, very quickly.
Ask us what our answers are.
Okay, then. Who is the lead singer with the lead band, the Kaiser Chiefs?
Mr. Chief.
Even I got that one.
Ricky Wilson.
Ricky Wilson is correct.
Yay!
I put Ricky Ponting.
I put Ricky. No, isn't he a cricketer? Is he?
Ricky Wilson. You can have half a point for Ricky.
I put Ricky Wilson.
Correct.
Yeah.
Yeah, you can have that then.
Brilliant.
Which country which shares its name with a bird was knocked out of the 2002 World Cup semi-finals? I think we'll ask the audience this one.
Right.
Audience, what's the answer?
Turkey.
See?
Hey!
What year was it? Turkey.
Turkey. That's what I put! I can't believe it! That's what I put, Turkey.
Even I got that one, Chris.
Who drives the school bus in the Simpsons?
Otto.
Otto.
Oh, no.
Otto.
Otto, I put Otto. Otto. Otto.
Anybody know his surname?
Steve. Yeah.
Otto Simpson.
Otto Mann.
Is it?
Otto Mann.
It's amazing you ever got married.
Rob, can I have half for Otis?
No.
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 Nowhere near. Question number five, then. Which five-letter word becomes shorter with two letters added?
I got it.
Go on, then, Chris.
What five-letter word becomes shorter with two letters added? Short.
Short.
Correct.
Yay.
Excuse me.
And question number five. What was launched on the 5th of February 1989?
What?
Any offers?
Mir Space Station.
No.
I put Channel 5, Rob.
Radio 1. No, that was 67.
Concorde.
No.
Channel 5.
Was it
Oh, you're close. You're close, Dom.
Channel 6.
Channel 4.
No.
Was it the start of Dom's
Channel
7.
No.
Sky.
Sky.
Sky Television. Was that Carrie?
It was me.
Well done, Carrie. Sky Television.
Give over. Carrie didn't even write that down. She wrote Channel 5.
I changed it.
That's just a lying drunk.
Unbelievable.
Right, okay. Ask him when we got 5.
Yeah, anybody get 5 out of 5?
Yeah, I did.
Liar.
Shut up.
4.
Yeah, I got that as well.
3.
Yeah.
3, yeah.
3.
2.
Two and a half.
Two and a half. Dom, Carrie?
3.
Alex, what did you get?
2.
And Neil, what did you get?
I got 3, mate.
Which means that Neil is the winner for the boys! Yay.
Boys win again.
Leeds on Leeds on Leeds on Leeds.
Well done, Neil. You win a great prize. Rachel.
Oh, fantastic.
So, as long as she's back by 11. And Alex, commiserations. Don't go home empty-handed, though, because you get me.
Yay! I win.
On second thoughts. Thank you very much, Alex and Neil, ladies and gentlemen. God love them. Don't forget, the food at the Wellington's lovely. Just check it's not Neil's day. And a big round of applause to Rob DJ, everybody.
Thank you very much. Thank you, Leeds. Thank you, Chris.
Right, we are live in Leeds this morning. We're going to go to News and Sport, and we're going to play a couple of records. And during the couple of records, there's a band going to do a little sound check called Embrace. But you won't hear them till after 9 o'clock, unless you come down here. Beautiful. Right. So stand by, we'll get ready for all of that after we get some news from Dominic. It's just gone 8:30.
Just gone 8:35.
Dominic and Kerry, well done on the quiz.
Thank you.
Thank you.
I don't know if you can hear, but in the background...
Yeah, what is that?
The lads from Embrace are doing a little sound check to get ready.
Sounds good.
And they're going to do a couple of songs after 9 o'clock.
Lovely.
But we've also got another very special guest. This is very visual, and I'll explain all that in a minute. So hang on there.
Okay. We were.
You're really missing a treat this morning, you two.
Thanks.
Yeah.
Rub it in.
I'd love to love.
Chris, Dave, Rachel, Alan, Dominic and Kerry, Jocelyn, Natasha, and there's Reese in there as well. Ben is our boss, then there's Parfit the controller, all due to the unique way that the license fee is funded.
This is DJ's Go Home, live on Radio 1 all this week. Oh, darling. And we're live today on the Hedgerow, just outside the Leeds City Art Gallery. And there's a couple of people been holding up a banner for the last 25 minutes saying, our boss is Trevor Cherry's son. He won't let us stay after 9 o'clock. Rubbish. Can you sort it out for us, please?
I think we just have, haven't we?
You know, Trevor Cherry's son, I've heard, is one of the finest businessmen in the UK. He really is an absolutely unbelievable fella. And
one of the best bosses as
well. Oh, he is very warm and kind-hearted. And I believe there's a lot of work for charity and that kind of thing. And just
an all-round good bloke, actually.
How many of you want to stay after 9? 5? No, not everyone, not you.
Just the ones that work for Mr. Cherry.
Yeah. Do you call him Mr. Cherry? No, don't tell me what you call him then. Well, hang on a second, I just said. Cherry son says yes, you can stay.
Whee!
I'll get fired.
Hey. It's unofficial, that.
Hello, everybody, going to work. How are you? You all right? You having a lovely day? Enjoy yourselves. Well, don't stop then. Fine, keep walking.
Got to be an accounts by nine.
They haven't a clue, have they?
No.
Look at them, like zombies. They've all been listening to Radio Air. All walking at work, suicidal.
They don't know any better, bless them, do they?
Sick of listening to James Blunt going round and round on a loop. So every day, trickling down. Come on in, have a party! Come on, son! Stuff your job, you don't like it anyway.
You listen to us?
We should be here. We got some strippers coming.
I'll do the accounts, he says.
Ladies and gentlemen, how many Leeds United fans are in the crowd today? We were going to bring a Leeds United legend, and we thought about bringing Gary Kelly, or we thought about bringing, you know, the Hobbit, as he's known, David Healy. But instead, we decided to bring Lucas the Cop Cat, and here he is, everybody, look! It's Lucas the Cop Cat! That's right, he's a cat associated with a cop, and he's called Lucas, which is, and obviously Lucas can't speak because he's a cop cat, and I don't speak cat, so John and Dan are here. Hello.
Hello.
How are you?
We're very well, thanks.
Come and stand here so that you can be thoroughly embarrassed live on stage while people walk to work.
Got to do the accounts.
So Lucas, where did you find Lucas?
Well, Lucas, we found him under the stand this summer.
Oh.
He's a very big cat to get under the stand, isn't he?
He was.
And now he's our official mascot.
The official Leeds United mascot, yeah.
What do you feed him on?
We feed him on Beeston blueberries and custard.
Beautiful.
Beeston blueberries.
You like them, do you, Lucas?
Yeah, he's a...
And I've seen Lucas before. I was at the Sheffield United game the other week, and this is brilliant. You got to watch this. This is so visual for anyone else driving to work. When Sheffield United scored the other week, what do you do? No. When Sheffield United scored, what do you? Oh, look! Oh, he cries. But when Leeds United score, what do you do? Brilliant. 7 million people listening to this. Look at that, there's the love for the badge. Oh, I love that. On. That's beautiful. Oh, lovely. And obviously Lucas listens to the show every morning, I believe.
Absolutely, every morning, yeah. Up with a lark.
Is he? Oh, I didn't know about his missus. That's nice. Where was she found?
Under the stand as well.
Yeah, she's under the family stand. On her own, bless. And now it's a lovely, loved up Ellen Road
nice.
Couple.
A cat and lark story.
We've got a surprise for you, actually, Chris.
Hey, you're all right there, Lucas? I'm just messing. What have you got?
We'd like you to become a patron of the Leeds United Members Club. The only patrons at the moment are the Kaiser Chiefs.
Whee! Yep. I love that.
So we brought you your members card.
Thank you. That'll fit in the wallet. Bloody massive, look at that.
Bigger than your Nectar card, isn't it?
For the office, that one.
Oh, I like that. Thank you very much.
We brought you members pack.
Brilliant. Has it got a player in it?
It's all in there.
Hang on a second. Hello. It's David Healy.
And a lark.
And Lucas has got you something else that he'd like to give you. Something a bit special.
Dave, can you hold on to that for me? Thank you very much. Oh, let's have a look. Is it David Batty? We got that, Dave.
Yeah.
Thank you very much. Oh, look at this. Hang on a second. Let me just... Now you're going to put this in front of the embrace drums.
Perfect.
Well, that's nice.
Hey!
Leeds is number one.
It's a Leeds shirt with Moyles one of the back. And it's my size. It's a small. Thank you very much, pal. And 3 points tomorrow, crew.
Definitely. And another three on Saturday.
You're on. Love that. Thank you very much, lads. And thank you to Lucas, the Cop Cat, for coming in. Give us a hug, Lucas. Thank you very much. We'll see you next week. There he is, look. How surreal.
Let's have a look at the size of that shirt.
Shut up, Dave. Right, let's play record, and then we're going to come back because we've got more special guests. This is great. How much fun is this? I tell you that free Jack Daniels standard go down a treat. Can't even get some going. Right, Scissor Sisters next on Radio 1 as we're live from Leeds! Can't you give me some time? I got to listen. I gotta live my own. Scissor Sisters on Radio 1. Alad, are we on? Go on, speak to me.
Yes, you are.
Alad, how are you?
I'm very good, thank
there
you.
There are many, 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 many men and women who want to see you on the stage later. Is there any chance?
Absolutely.
Absolutely.
Although I was quite stressful back here. I'm doing the desk, which you don't normally do.
Yep, Alad is doing the desk, which he doesn't normally do.
Which means that I'm playing the songs.
Of course you are. Good.
Hello.
We've been joined by some random fruit at the back of the crowd this morning.
Generic fruit.
Yeah. Hello there, generic fruit.
Oh, Christ.
I can see a banana and a tomato.
Oh, yeah, sorry. I'll tuck myself in then, shall I?
Hey! No. What's the fruit on the left? The sort of beige fruit
on our left.
That, yeah,
that one waving there. It's an apple.
Oh, it's an apple.
Is it an apple
or a pear?
No, it's not an apple. Peach. Yeah, it's peach. A peach. This is brilliant radio.
Eh?
And then is that a cherry in the middle? Tomato.
Tomato.
Tomato. No,
no.
Plum. No.
Apple.
A boil. Strawberry. Yay! And then that on the end is an alien. I think. No, if it's a peach and a strawberry, Dave, it must be...
A banana.
No.
A lemon.
No, melon.
Melon?
What? Not a melon. Well, you are a melon. You put your thumbs down, you divvy melon.
Only joking.
Love it. And there's another one there. And have you got some stuff for us? Would you kindly... Thank you very much, lads.
Generic free stuff. Thank you.
Are they all from Asda? Well, Sharon Osbourne's looking a bit rough, isn't she, these days?
Thank you, lads.
I've always thought that's a bit odd. Did they,
what, to Sharon?
To advertise fresh fruit and their fresh produce and their fresh everything, you have a woman slapping her arse.
Yeah.
You don't want her then serving you.
No. Not without washing your hands.
Anyway, morning, Sharon, if you're listening.
Awesome. I like a new hair, by the way.
Ladies and gentlemen, I've got a couple of special people I'd like to meet, the people of Leeds. You've all come out to see us today, and a couple of other people I'd like to introduce you. Please welcome my actual mum and dad onto the stage. Hello, Mum.
Hello, Chris.
Say hello, Leeds.
Hello, Leeds.
Hello, Dad.
Hello, everybody.
He's the original Chris Moyles.
If you say hello, Leeds, and I'll say hello, Dad.
Hello, Leeds.
Someone to do. So, obviously, you made me 24 years ago.
We did.
And is this nice to be here?
It's brilliant. Yeah. Absolutely brilliant.
Yeah.
It's excellent. It is. To bring him back to Leeds. To bring him back to Leeds and to talk properly to people is excellent.
What does that mean? What do you mean, talk properly?
It means with a proper accent, you know.
Don't start, Dad.
You what?
You're right. You're from Ireland, you don't even have a Leeds accent.
I know. Anybody from Ireland here?
Yeah.
Which one?
Massive.
Yeah, those fruit people at the back.
Yeah. They're from Ireland.
Mm.
So, we were going to do a quiz with you and all that, but then we just thought, you know what, I'll just get you up on stage and embarrass you. And I've got to be honest, I think it's going very well so far, Mum.
You have embarrassed us, but only now and again.
Almost swollen, but not in front of the parents, obviously.
No, definitely not.
So, you must feel very proud having such a talented, good-looking, popular son such as me, Mum.
Okay. Well, we are really, 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 really proud.
Yeah! Oh. Love at last! Love at last! Well, I hope you enjoy the rest of the show, and Embrace are going to be on. Don't badger him too much, Mum, backstage, really. You know you
are. Oh, well, you know me.
Yeah, and leave that cop cat alone, Dad. You know what I mean? Don't be fighting with it or anything like that.
Not at all. I don't like being scratched.
No idea what that means. This is my dad. And a result for the game at Crewe tomorrow night, Dad?
Oh, easy. 2-0 at least.
2-0. 3-0. Oh, I don't know.
Come on, Leeds.
Thank you very much for coming along, and you can go now. And
thank you. Hope you enjoy the rest of the show.
Mum and Dad!
Bye.
Mum and Dad! Dad, very quickly, just Dad. Right, you ready?
Yes.
Okay. Dad was a postman in Leeds for years. How many years?
33.
Right, you ready? So, I'm going to play the postcode game very quickly, all right? LS9.
9, York Road.
Oh. Leeds 12.
Leeds 12, finally, Tong Road.
Wortley.
Wortley.
Yeah.
LS6.
Oh, University High Park.
What a legend. Who's your favourite pastry girl? Doesn't matter, don't worry, no.
It was you at one time.
All right. We're off. It's my dad, everybody. Don't you love that, Dave?
You've got to love that.
I know.
The Leeds postcode quiz. I love that.
Dancing fruit.
Eh?
Lucas the cop cat. And some women from Astra gave us a box of fruit.
You wish you'd gone to work now, don't you?
Which bad PR person looks at me and goes, do you know what would be good to send him? Fruit.
They've got a point, though, haven't they?
Let's talk about the fact that you're an Evertonian, Dave. You're a big fan of Everton.
3 points on Saturday against Birmingham City. We're up to 18.
David Moyes has been going to Argos recently, like, hasn't he? It's the only way he can pick up points.
Time for tedious.
Yeah, it is, yeah. Hey, it's time for tedious link, everybody. That feature that half of you never heard of.
A live tedious link with generic fruit jumping in the background.
Right, how do you get to today's tedious from Friday's tedious Chocolate Puma and I Wanna Be You?
The Chocolate Puma track has been used recently to advertise a well-known store that sells furniture. Furniture is a fate to shift around when you move house. Don't stand behind me like a massive fruit man. House music was invented by Frankie Knuckles. Frankie Knuckles shares the same Christian name as Frankie Dettori, who rides horses. Horses were traditionally used to pull carts and stuff before the invention of cars. Cars are a major source of traffic congestion in the UK, which is why it's sometimes better to travel by bus. A bus is what we're on at the moment in the centre of Leeds. Stand away from me, you're making me nervous. As part of the Radio 1 DJ's Go Home thing, and later we'll be taking our bus on a journey around Leeds. Leeds is in the county of West Yorkshire, which have produced many great bands over the years, including Sisters of Mercy, The Mission, Utah Saints, Terrorvision, and Embrace, who will be performing live on stage right here in the city centre in about a quarter of an hour or so in front of all of you. And an embrace is a bit like a hug, which is what you give to a friend or loved one if they just crawl to safety, having been caught up in an avalanche and buried deep beneath lots of snow, ice, and rocks. Which links us to this morning's teasing track, and it's Rocks by Primal Scream.
I love this one!
Just
right, let's get it on. Brilliant.
I can't believe we're playing Rocks as you've got your trousers down.
What an absolute belter of a tune. Get Your Pips Off by The Dancing Fruit.
They liked that at the back, didn't they?
As a visual gag. Primal Scream, Get Your Rocks Off. Tedious Link, Seamless Link, Dave.
Seamless Link.
Beautiful, that
for
will
you.
Do. Alan, did you have any problems with the link? Were you all right with that?
I was very happy with the link.
Were
actually.
You?
Yeah, I was.
Are you going to come out and say hello to the crowd, Alan? There are many, as I said, many men and a woman who are dying to meet you.
I might wait till we get into Ramble, then I'll come out.
You're going to come out? A bit too late.
But yeah, I'm a bit nervous about this because this is very complicated, the next section of the show.
You'd like it out here. There's fruit and everything.
Is there?
And an adoring public.
Really?
For you.
Hello, Leeds. Wow, you're right, actually. Look at that.
They love me more than they love you, though.
I'd imagine being from Leeds, that'd be true.
Can I just say, someone's holding up a banner and it's been held up by a bloke and a girl. And it said, Milesy, you'd get it twice.
That's how you get it twice, off the bloke and the girl.
I'm all right, you know.
I'm okay.
I'm quite busy. I just want all the show sick lads to just take a look, just make sure he doesn't get anywhere near the front of the stage, or indeed the back. I thought that might have got off on your laugh. Anyway, it's half time on the show. Thank you. It's a bit where Dave likes to say the following. Let's
get ready to rumble!
Gentlemen,
it's hard in front of a live audience. I'm so well, sorry. I mean, it's more difficult to do that in front of all of you.
It's still a bit too cold for me, gotta be honest.
Alan, stay there.
Hello.
Right, are you ready for a bit of embrace later this morning to keep you warm? A couple of the boys are itching to go. Let's go and meet them, shall we, Dave? Let's go up here.
Backstage tour.
Hello, what's your name and where do you come from?
I'm Mike and I'm from Heckmondwike.
Hey! And what do you do in the band Embrace?
I hit these drums here.
Can we have a listen to 2 second drumming? That'll do. And what is the greatest thing ever to happen in your life in the last 24 hours?
I think that'd be my wife giving birth at 1 o'clock this morning to my daughter.
Connie Rose.
I'd like to say a special thank you to Julie and Caroline, who were the midwives who looked after us last night and helped everything go fine. Thanks very much.
What's your missus' name? What's mummy's name?
My missus' called Sonia and the baby's called Connie Rose.
Connie Rose. Congratulations, pal.
Thank you very much, Chris.
Oh, I love that. Oh, I bet we'd have the same story over here. Now, what's... What's your name, my darling?
Mickey.
Mickey, and what do you do in the band Embrace?
I play this thing.
Do you play keys?
Yeah.
Lovely. And let's have a little listen, and you'll be booked, because that's turned on, yeah?
That's great.
No, all right, yeah, the word, sorry. And what's the best thing to happen to you in the last 24 hours? Shockers.
I got a new hat.
You got a new hat? Stand up and show the people who lead your hat. Is it that one?
Yeah.
At times hard.
Yeah, they go for it. It's fine.
You've not got them royalties through yet?
No. They keep promising them, you know.
So there you go. Oh, hang on. Is Ian Band, that fella there, front one guitar? Yeah, is Ian Band? Let's go and meet him then, shall we? Right. Didn't know it was a threesome. Loving instrumentals. Hello, my darling.
All right, Xavier.
Hello, Matt. It's great, isn't it? What's your name?
Richard.
Where are you from?
Near Leeds.
That'll do. You might cheer when anyone says Leeds, by the way. It's still... An old... Where are you from?
Leeds.
And what do you do in the band Embrace?
I like guitar.
Woo! Can we have a little listen? Brilliant. So anyway, listen. are you looking? You haven't had any babies recently, have you?
About 2 years ago.
Right, but not today.
So, no, not today. No.
Do you want to say hello to them?
Hi, Ella.
Hi, Sunny.
Are they here? Thanks. Well, thank you for coming to join us today.
She's on the phone now, isn't
she? Oh, is she? It's Joe. Oh, Joe's on the phone. Shh, quiet. Stop the music, sir.
Yeah, there. Yeah, she's there, she says.
Is she all right? She obviously not blooming listening.
He's whereabouts are you? Chamber? That's miles away. Stuck at Chamber. About half an hour then.
Does she have a car park pass?
You're gonna miss us. Alright. Don't crash. Nice and steady.
See if he says I love you.
We got belt on.
Don't click every trip.
They all know it's you, yeah?
Do you reckon he'll say I love you at the end of the phone conversation with him?
I love you.
Thank you, lads. And you may have noticed, by the way, there's no, Danny's the singer, when my fellow stands in front. He's not here, sadly. But Dave and I are going to be doing all the songs. Learn the words. Shut your face. Come back to what you know. Take everything real slow. Not you. I want it. Not that much echo. Ooh. Hey, Which you do, that's Halloween.
Ooh.
What's the new one?
Ooh.
I'm on my own, aren't I?
So,
alright, well, maybe Danny is here. He'll properly sing for you. So
he's backstage in his trailer. Being all showbiz.
We don't have trailers. He's stood there down there scratching
his... He's by the portaloo at the back.
There he is. Look, his daddy's there. There he is. You aren't getting anyone pregnant out of the back, will you?
Not today, no.
Okay, all right. Thank you. What's your name and where are you from?
I'm Danny McNamara and I come from near Leeds.
And what do you do in the band Embrace?
I sing.
Really?
What do you do?
Me, I do backing vocals.
It's lovely to meet you.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Still not letting you sing, is he?
No, he's not having it at all. Right, so the boy's going to play in a little bit. Meanwhile, are you going to do the Rachel thing, Rach? Yeah, I'd like you to, yeah, on the green mic, yeah.
All right, mate.
You ready?
Yes.
Come to the front of the stage so you can get really show off your Kidderminster direction.
Ah!
Are you ready, Alan? On the button. Ready? Rachel!
The lights are not open for car park catchphrase, so do not call this morning because we are in Leeds. So, again, you do not need to be in a car, know your catchphrases, or be in a car park. But first, we're going to play you a little history of the band Embrace, who will be playing live for us soon. Thank you.
Thank you.
Right, pay attention. Here is, for those of you who need to know more information, here is our history of the band Embrace.
The Embrace were formed in England years ago and consist of brothers Danny and Richard McNamara and three other fellows, although nobody actually knows their names. The four-piece used to practice in a treehouse in the basement of Danny and Robbie's parents' house in Yorkshire, which they soundproofed with egg boxes so that nobody could hear them, probably because they were rubbish. These days, however, they've got a lot better at playing rock and roll, and now lots of people want to hear them as they consistently play to hundreds of people all over Yorkshire and the rest of the world. For those of you who've never heard of The Embrace before, classic tracks like All You Good Good People, Come Back, and What You Know have now become classics. And even though many people thought they'd disappeared years ago and would probably end up working in Homebase or somewhere, they've come back last year with a belting new album called Out of Nowhere, which spurned the tracks Gravity and Ashes, which are great. Leeds is somewhere that The Embrace would probably regard as being almost home, because they're all sort of from around here somewhere, and probably came here years ago to do their shopping and stuff. However, shopping isn't on the agenda today, boys, because they've got a gig to play for us, right here on the hedgerow in the town centre. So, people of Leeds, and those of you listening at home on your radios, please make them feel welcome and embrace The Embrace when they play for us shortly, right here on The Chris Moll Show, live from Leeds.
I love that record, Dave. That is one of my favourites. And us and the boys from Embrace were jamming along. It really was an absolute... That was brilliant.
Belter.
It really was. They just can just join in on these Pharrell Williams tracks. It really was amazing. Good morning, Radio 1 people around the world, wherever you're listening. Maybe you're listening in the UK. Maybe you're listening in Ireland. Maybe you're listening in Europe. Maybe you're listening in America on Sirius. Wherever you are, we're live this morning in Leeds. Oh, is that you farting?
It's not me.
Hey, help me.
That's the horn.
Let's hear the horn.
It's the horn of plenty.
He almost whacked into the back of that car in front there as well, wasn't he?
Hey.
He's smart. Yeah.
Where there's blame, there's a claim.
Yeah. What?
Nothing.
All right, brilliant. Right then. Tomorrow morning, Joe Wiley will be in Northampton. Wednesday, it's... Did Northampton get a cheer then?
Are you from Northampton?
You've got the wrong day, love.
Hey? Joe Wiley's not here this morning.
Got the wrong day and the wrong place. She's there going, Joe Wiley's put on a bit of beef, hasn't she?
Yeah. Well, Nero's good looking in real life.
But still looks a lot younger. Morning, Joe. That's tomorrow. And then Wednesday is Colin in Belfast.
With Justin from The Darkness, curiously.
Thanks. Thursday, Edith is in Anstruther, which is in Scotland, near Fife. Is it in Fife?
It's in
near
Fife. Fife.
Right.
It's a town in the county of Fife.
Morning, Anstruther. And then Friday, Scott Mills is going to Southampton.
With Will Young.
Yeah. There you go. However, we're live in Leeds, and we have the band Embrace with us. Very quickly, there was one member that we didn't speak to. Hello, my darling. What's your name and where do you come from?
Hi, Chris. I'm Steve and I'm from near Leeds.
Are you nervous or are you just cold?
Very cold.
Do you want me to warm you up?
Yes, please.
Get lost. And what do you do in the band Embrace?
Pluck this thing.
Please, it's a radio. No one can see.
This four-string bass thing.
That's a guitar, for those of you listening at home. The fella just plucks his thing in the cockpit. I really appreciate you guys coming out. And the tour, by the way, December, Daniel, starting in Carlo.
Yeah, we're playing a couple of dates in Ireland and then we're coming back over here to play the Enorma Domes.
The Enorma Domes?
Yeah, Jurassic Park.
Dublin, Nottingham, London, Manchester, Glasgow, all December. So I think that's a brilliant early Christmas present for a friend, some loved ones, maybe a group of you, get a minibus, you know, book early to avoid disappointment, pick up the programmes, the T-shirt, you know, really have a good night out. It's a lovely early Christmas bonus. For everybody.
Fantastic.
Right, brilliant. I want 1% on all the programmes.
Plug done.
I really genuinely do appreciate all of you coming out to play for us this morning. You're going to do a couple of songs before 10, and then after 10, just for you guys here, off the air, going to have a little mini gig and do a few more songs. Isn't that good? Say thank you, everybody. What's the first song you're going to do for us this morning?
We're going to play Gravity for you.
I love that one. I love it. Ladies and gentlemen of Leeds, please go absolutely nuts for the brilliant Embrace! Ladies and gentlemen, it's Embrace! Oh,
fantastic.
Yes. That was brilliant. You should have released that.
Yeah, we should put that one out, I reckon.
Did you write that?
I did not, no, I didn't.
Who did?
Chris Martin.
Who's he?
It's this mate of mine, not a lot of people know who he is.
Trying to help him out?
Yeah, just, you know, doing what I can.
That's really nice.
He's got lovely curly hair.
Oh, I've never seen. Have you written any though for the band?
Yeah, I've written one or two. Yeah.
Do one of them next.
Yeah, we'll do Ashes next.
I love that one.
Yeah. Do you like that one?
Yeah.
We'll play that one just for you then.
Is that the one which goes round and round and round and round when you play FIFA 2006?
Yeah.
You sad gamers. Thank you very much, Danny. Embrace, ladies and gentlemen.
Thank you very much.
And they're going to do one more song before we finish the show at 10 o'clock this morning. Right, so stay there. And also, young Allard will come out on stage as well. And he's going to be doing our brand new feature, Naked Dancing. So stand by for that. We'll play Kanye West and Jamie Foxx and Gold Digger. We'll play Jamiroquai, the brand new single, Don't Give Hate a Chance. Let's get final news and support with Dominic Carey. It's 9:30.
Almost exactly 9:34.
Dominic Byrne.
Hello.
I just say there's so many Leeds fans of yours here today.
Really?
They absolutely, every time we say your name, the crowd go berserk.
Really?
You ready? Watch this. Dominic Byrne.
Wow. Hello, Leeds.
There you go.
It's phenomenal, isn't it?
It is phenomenal.
Carrie, not the same for you though, Carrie.
No, I know. They all hate me because I'm a Chelsea fan. Yeah. I know that. I don't care.
Carrie Davis. A couple of people not getting the joke there. not getting it. Woo, do a cheer. You are a Chelsea fan, aren't you, Carrie?
Yes.
Yeah.
You're just jealous.
Well, feel the love.
Just a little but... no, it's a shame you can't be here, but because we're having so much fun, and the sun is out here in Leeds. It's a beautiful day.
Really?
They're all in their shorts.
There's dancing fruit, which I'm a bit worried about because an ambulance has turned up. Hello, lads. It's Casualty or Holby, one or the other.
That's good.
Severe apple trauma.
Yeah.
Is there any fruit reason, or is it just generally that...
Is there what? Sorry, Dom.
Is there any reason for the fruit?
There's no reason for the fruit.
No.
But it's a generic promotion.
Cheap publicity.
Yeah.
However, I did just ask during the sport if any of the crowd would like some free fruit. You'd be amazed at the amount of people who said yes. I think it was the word free that sold it for them. I've got to be honest with you. But anyway, thank you for doing the show this morning. We're back tomorrow. Dominic and Carrie.
Thank you very much.
Right. See you tomorrow.
It was nice to hear your mum and dad as well.
Mum and Dad were great, weren't they?
Yeah, lovely. They were very good.
Yeah. Highlight for you then has been my mum and dad on the show.
Well, you know, one of the many.
Not the fruit gang.
One of the many.
Embrace.
Embrace were very good.
DJ's quiz.
Yeah, Embrace were very
spread
good.
Spread the word quiz. None of that.
That was good. Embrace were
the
good.
Slightly homoerotic banter. None of that did it for you.
I thought your mum and dad were great.
You thought my mum and dad were great. Well, yeah. Thank you, Dominic. We think you're great, too.
Thank you very much. What was that?
What?
What
it was
visual,
a visual
thing?
Gag, Dominic.
What did you do?
I didn't
do a visual gag.
Did you make an international sign?
I'll say it again. Thank you very much. I do genuinely believe you're very professional. You're both very good friends of mine. Thank you, Dominic and Carrie.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
What are you...
You're just doing something horrible.
I can guess what you're doing, but I won't say it.
Yeah. No, you can't guess what I'm doing at all.
Okay.
Anyway, thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Alan, you going to come out and join us after a couple of records time?
I'll be there in a sec.
Are you?
Yeah.
Right, let's go, everybody. Thanks for coming. Bye-bye.
We're on the air in Leeds today to have some silly fun. We've got a bus to drive around so Chris can see his mom. We've brought the band Embrace along to sing you lots of songs. So rush down here to say hello, because we're not here for long.
Jim requires a new single on Radio 1. Good morning, I'm Chris
Moyles.
One, Miles.
Two. One.
Yeah,
one.
All right, in a minute. We're live in Leeds! Marching on together. Come on, Dave.
We're gonna see you draw.
Shut up. Says you.
Hey, hey. 3 points on Saturday, check the scores.
Yeah, how many you got now?
Seven.
Brilliant.
Seven.
Well done. Now, for those of you who listen to the show on a regular basis, which is roughly how many? Make a noise if you listen.
It's roughly a lot, isn't it, basically?
Oh, we're good, aren't we? You know, wish I could lie in bed and listen. And there's obviously Dave and myself, Comedy Dave here, and Milesy, that's me. Yeah, well done. Love, been here for 3 hours, just worked it out. Rachel, you've seen already, and that's Will. He used to be great. That's grey hair.
Grey hair.
He used to work on the show. He really does have grey hair.
Hmm.
All over, ladies. Loads of hair down his back. But there's another young fella who's proved quite popular over the years. He's Welsh. He's looking for love. Trust me, love, you won't have a chance.
Not with all of you.
He'd have a go, but... And he's here today, and I really wanted to make him feel welcome and give him a big cheer. And even if you now have no idea who he is, just pretend, because he thinks he's famous. Please welcome, all the way from Aberystwyth, it's our good friend, Allard! La 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 la, when the day is dawning. Wait, hang on, son.
This is my singing moment.
Oh, come here. This is your what?
This is my singing moment.
No, no.
Hello, Leeds!
Yeah.
Wow, that works.
They don't want to hear you sing, sweetheart.
They do?
No.
You want to hear me sing?
They're patronising you, Alex.
Are they?
Yeah. They just want you to come and say hello. They don't, I mean, Amber, you don't want him singing, do you? You don't...
You don't really want him singing, do you?
Oh, no, you don't.
I don't like where this is going. Can I just say hello, everyone, anyway? Hi.
All right.
There you go.
Unless
I'd like to stop it there.
Unless they want you to sing.
No, actually, I've changed my mind.
But, Alan,
they're quite scary, actually. I don't want to sing.
Alan, if you have thousands of people all asking you to sing,
yeah,
here live in Leeds...
You can't let them... These people pay your wages.
That is true.
These are our lifeblood.
Thank you for paying my wages.
God love the licence fee. And I think if they...
Do you know what? I don't think that is a good idea, because I haven't got the lyrics.
I think if they want you to sing, Alan...
No.
You should sing for them.
No.
God damn it, if this is what the people want, this is what the people get!
No. Life's a stage, Alan, and you're just
dance.
A player.
I can do my Michael Jackson impression if it, you know, feels time.
Do you know what? Actually, even though it's very visual, I think people deserve to see... Now, Alan, by the way, has won talent competitions doing his Michael Jackson dance routine, and that's not a joke.
I was young at the time.
And he's one of these people that, when we're in the studio, we play something, it'll be like this. Right, just a little jigging, and you go, Alad, and he goes, well, go on, dance a little bit. No, dance. No, dance. All right, then. And he's up. Yeah, well, he doesn't need too much encouragement. So, in front of thousands of people here and on radio, I think you should do your Michael Jackson dance routine.
It's really embarrassing. You really wouldn't want me to embarrass myself.
Oh, yes, they would.
In front of all these thousands of people, surely.
And it is really embarrassing, which is why we're going to make you do it.
Okay.
All right.
Now,
he said yes already.
All right, then.
Yes, okay.
Now, do you need any musical accompaniment? Or
I could do with you doing a beatbox type thing.
Okay.
Is that it?
Shut up.
Can ready? Bill turn the camera off? This is radio.
2, 3, 4.
Okay, moonwalk. It's a nice circular moonwalk. Stop laughing, boys. And then, ready?
There you go. Absolutely brilliant. Let's play a record.
Thank you very much.
Get you off. Alan, ladies and gentlemen.
Bye.
Do it to the darkness. Do it, Michael. Do the moonwalk. God. Just one more. The moonwalk. One more time. One more time. Go on, go on, go on, go on. It's the darkness on Radio 1 and a one-way ticket to Alan Back, which would actually be a return ticket. But there you go. Right, ladies and gentlemen, thank you very much for coming out to the show today. I appreciate you coming. It's been a lovely day.
Oh, look, it's the new Leeds United signing.
Hey, you watch, I'd be wicked.
Eh? You and your correctional boots.
And right, for a start, smart pants.
Hey, with your built-up insoles.
I have flat feet, and I have got one leg longer than the other, which is nothing to be laughed at. And I also have an ankle which is collapsing. Technically, I'm disabled. Yeah. And I don't think, to be fair, oh yeah, laugh it up. That's right. Yeah.
Have you got your orange badge yet for your car?
Yeah. Let's hear your jokes now, Lou and Andy. All that. It's not funny. I am technically injured. Yeah. You know. However, I'm still, as you can see, in perfect physical fitness. And all that. Look at that. Leeds shirt on. What a fit. Thank you. I could be a player.
You could be a player.
Never seen Mark Viduka?
Well, yeah.
You could
Thomas Brolin, actually. More like.
Good Lord, Dave. Well, I don't know. Is Trevor Cherry's son's people still here? Are they gone?
They also didn't get the money off work, did they?
Right. Thank you very much for coming. I really genuinely hope you've enjoyed the show this morning, and I do thank you from the bottom of my heart for coming out. This is where you cheer. I genuinely thank you for... Thank you. You've been a wonderful crowd, so much better than yesterday's. And how are we for time? Are we all right? Are we ready to rock? All right. Embrace are going to do one more song for us on the air, and then when the show finishes, just for you, the people of Leeds, Embrace are going to stay and do a few more songs for you for coming out today. By the way, our bus, by the way, Moggy, the guy with half blonde hair, half black hair, he's weird, stay away from him.
He looks like a skunk, doesn't he?
He's given us the bus today, which is it midlandclassic.com? Is that what it is? www.midlandclassic.com.
That is a master self-promotion.
And his own personal website, Weird Hair, Don't Look at Him for Too Long.com. Thank you for coming out. Thank you to Leeds. Thank you to the council for sorting it out and the police and for looking after us and all that. We're going to be taking our big bus and our big truck around Leeds. If you see us at any point during the day today, give us a wave. I know we're travelling around all morning today. And we're going to go and see Longman at his sandwich shop, hopefully, and get some sandwiches because he's working this morning. Morning, Longman. You're out there, Mouth. So thank you for coming, and all I have to say is we're going to leave you with probably one of the finest bands this country has ever produced. And I say that one in a point on the next album. Please welcome Embrace! Embrace! Thank you, boys. That was absolutely brilliant. Right, thank you, Dave.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, Alan. Thank you, Rachel. Thank you to the police. And thank you to the Leeds City Council. Thanks for everybody looking after us. And thank you to the people of Leeds. Have a great day. Goodbye.